The Department of Communications has said it will consider a report by the Oireachtas Communications Committee which recommends that the broadband network remain in public ownership. The government is due to sign a €3 billion agreement with the last remaining bidder, a consortium led by Granaghan McCourt, next month. The committee has also called for a new cost-benefit analysis of the plan to bring broadband to rural homes and businesses. We're joined by one of the committee's members, the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. Good morning.
Morning, Rachel.
Do you have any reason to believe that the government will accept any of these recommendations?
I think one of the main reasons they should is for value for money. Their own Department of Public Expenditure and Reform raised real concerns. It's not just the committee that we could spend our money better. Two examples. The plan is a complex and it's an important project. We are all agreed in the committee, actually, this has to happen. We do have to develop, roll out high-speed broadband to rural Ireland. We're all agreed on that. But part of the plan is to include 60,000 new houses. And rather than subsidising that, where the taxpayer comes, after the new house is built, comes back in with the digger and puts in a ducting or puts in telegraph poles into the house, what I believe we should do, one of the recommendations, is to say a condition of any planning permission on a new house is the new house builder makes that connection, pays for that connection. It's much cheaper to do it when the house is being built. And we want to incentivise people to build closer to existing villages so the cost wouldn't be astronomical. That's a way we could save a certain amount of that €3 billion budget in a way I think that is fair. And it's a practical change in the project. But secondly, and I suppose this is my own personal view, but the other committee members share it, in a project where we're putting in €3 billion, the developer's putting in €200 million, I believe it's right, even at this stage, to say that in 25 years' time, because we put in €3 billion, the developer only €200 million, and we're doing a huge amount of regulating and checking of this project, we should own the asset in the end. Even if the project stayed as is, the final asset ownership, I cannot get my head around the argument that a developer puts in €200 million, we put in €3 billion and they end up owning it.
Should the government then walk away from this proposed deal or should it just try and change the terms of the deal? What are you saying?
People have different views. My view is we should try and change the terms. I would not like to go back to just completely start again, wait another 4 or 5 years of haggling. I'd prefer, there is an urgency, there is a need for us to provide rural broadband in a way that allows people work from home, develop education and other resources. There is a real benefit.
And do you accept that people have been waiting long enough? Because 10 years ago, when you were communications minister, you announced a plan to bring broadband to all of the country. It was supposed to happen by September 2010.
And it did, on budget, in time. But the world has changed since then in terms of the speed of connection we need is far higher and the technology keeps changing. So that experience that I had then, in where we actually rolled out a plan within 2 years, not the 7 years it's taken this government to do it, and we did it on time and on budget, shows that you can do things quickly if you have the political will and if you organise properly. This is complex, this is not easy, but we need to get it right. Contracts have not been signed, and before they are, I think the government should listen to what the committee is saying, look at the evidence that we've raised, and try and improve the value of the deal for the Irish public, including those who are getting the broadband, but also including the exchequer, because the money we could save, we can use on a whole range of other services we also need.
But there's no onus on the government, is there, to accept any of this? And the Fine Gael members of the committee, including Senator Tim Lombard, I'm looking at a quote here from him, said change couldn't be made without rerunning the entire process, which could take several years.
I don't agree with him on that. And I think that's the political question. Are they willing? I mean, the project, firstly, isn't finalised yet. There's still a question as to whether we'll use some ESB poles or air poles to get to every house. It's still going to take 7 years under the government's plans to actually roll this out. So it's not as if you snap your fingers and everyone's going to have rural broadband in the next few months. I believe it is right, even at this last minute and last stage, to look and see to make sure we get the right terms, rather than what we saw happen in the National Children's Hospital, that a contract's assigned, then you can't do anything about it.
Right, so just to be clear about this, you're not saying walk away, you're saying change the terms of the deal. But will that be possible at this late stage?
I believe it is, if there's political will. It's not easy, it's complex, it's a highly complex project. But I think just saying, oh no, we can't change anything because we've set out on this course, when, as I said, the Department of Public Expenditure is raising real concerns. We had academics in from the University of Limerick who are experts in the whole drafting of public-private partnerships who raised real concerns. And just from the evidence we heard, I believe there are ways which we can save money and still, in my mind, one of the key issues is keeping the asset in public ownership. I think the government should heed that advice. They will have to make the final call. It is a political call for the government. But I think the message they're getting from the committee is clear, is actually look at the evidence that we heard, look at some of the ideas that have come up and see if you can introduce into the scheme.
Green Party leader Eamon Ryan, thank you for joining us this morning. It's 7:30.